Hey, we haven't even pulled away from the drive-thru and you're already digging in the McDonald's bag.
Aw, babe, just a few.
All right, I guess I can't blame you. Pass me some, too.
The smells too good to get it all the way home meal. There's a meal for every moment at McDonald's.
And now your favorite spicy chicken McNuggets are back. Get a 6-piece, spicy or classic, for just $2. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I was home.
What did you do?
He did something, Katra. I was at home. I didn't go anywhere.
You did. Like you did something around 12.
I was at home.
That required a lot of energy.
And a lot of steps.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
Hey, he's a lizard. Pitch black afro. Hey, Vava's J. Vava's J.
Man, know that.
Did Cleo produce this beat, Len?
Yeah, he did.
It's these were the Cleo times.
Cleo's a freaking legend, man.
Oh, today he's a legend.
Oh, today's a legend.
He's always been a legend.
Oh, but you did say, no, you said Cleo was more acknowledged as a legend compared to
Maporis.
Mm.
No, he actually mentioned that Cleo was not acknowledged as a legend.
Ah, Len, who were you last week?
I was here. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Enda, what a minute. Welcome to it. We are back. My name is Mac G. Len Moleko is here. The Ghost Lady is here.
I'm here.
And we got a special guest in the building. Penny is back.
Oh, wow. I'm so special.
Yeah. Isn't she supposed to be a ghost lady as well?
No, yeah. Why are you going around? Len, it's 2020. Why would you go backwards? What's wrong with him?
You need to acknowledge her.
Okay.
She comes in when she feels like
she's it. The one and only. The loved.
Where have you been, Penny? What's been happening? What's been happening, Penny?
No, I've been around and about. Mm. What's been happening? I've been living my best life.
Have you slept with any celebrities since we last met?
I signed an NDA, so I can't tell you.
Look at you. Since when?
Rijavana. There.
What did you do in December? What did you get up to?
I went hiking.
Hiking?
Yeah, it's a thing now.
It's a new club.
We told you.
Bing.
Can't you know like I Elena?
Did you go alone or like with someone else?
No, with a bunch of
who hikes
people.
Alone?
Yeah. And
there are people who hike alone though.
So you get in your car and you go to whatever, yeah. Moerefontein or whatever the
Hennops, wherever.
Are.
There are people who hike
and
alone.
And then you moor the hills, one man or yep. woman for that matter.
Yep.
That's weird.
Lena feet. That's why I've got so. But anyway, that's what I did.
Yeah.
And I swam a lot, showed my ass. It was really nice because I worked hard on it the whole year. Pretty much, yeah.
Mm.
A few guys here and there.
Which guys? That's why we brought you here.
Care to mention.
Oh, La News.
You see, Penny, this is the thing, ne?
Oh, really?
Remember, I'm married, so.
No,
remember. I'm only dealing with one specific person, so I can't have all those entertaining stories, you know? Oh. Unlike you, you can give us the stories.
Really?
Yes. Penny's got the scoop.
Yes, exactly.
We all have our role in life, so if that's what must happen.
Who was the last guy you were with?
What? We're not even 5 minutes in and already we've like wait, segwayed.
No, man.
It's not even 5 minutes, guys. People have not even had their lunch yet.
Shame.
Okay, cool.
Okay, no, Len will probably wants to know about Penny, but in terms of her finances, where they stand, you know, her intellectual, you know, that's what Len wants to know.
No, I'm just interested in, like, Justin J from the onset, like, boom, like, go for the jugular type of thing.
Okay, what do you want to ask Penny? Yes, yes, she is.
Vagina type of thing.
Well, they did.
What do you want to ask Penny? Yes, she is.
No, I'm just intrigued at, like, okay, cool, hi, how's it, guys? Hinda, Barmini. So, Penny, who did you sleep with?
If the people want to know, Lenny, I know why I went over a block.
Ah, kabutisa. Or, like, okay,
I don't know. I'm okay with, listen, I live my life, and I try not to keep secrets, but I think of the other people that want to keep secrets. Do you know what I mean? So, but I mean, I do a lot of things. Some do end up in intercourse, some don't. You know, you never know.
Yeah. Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, in all areas.
Do you have any New Year resolutions?
To try and not think about the consequences too much.
Mm. Just do.
Yeah. Yeah, but enter. Well, they enter.
You allow them to enter.
Shit, I never asked you guys your resolutions. What's your New Year resolution?
No, I don't have. I don't believe any more New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
They're just too hard to keep track of.
What do you mean? So I can't get... Like,
I just believe that, okay, you look at your life, you know what you want to do, and just... Then do it. Mm. You see, just like you, this year, you're not about the consequences. You're just going to do. Everybody must just do.
And you, Lucky, what are your new resolutions?
I don't have resolutions. What? I have... No, but no. There's a difference. Okay. A resolution is something that you put forth and then you end up fucking it up 2 months into the year.
Exactly. That's why I also...
Right? So I work more on goals and... One of the primary goals I have is to stop trying and just do.
Hey.
Len, you just sound like me.
You all sound like Penny, by the
way. Exactly. Oh, my God. You know, after shaming me. But you're welcome, guys. You know, the greatness. La follow. Come not.
What's your resolutions?
Yeah.
Hey, now I don't have any, eh?
Do you resolute?
I don't think I do.
Okay.
Okay, but what would you want for this year?
To be healthier.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Mm. And he started jogging like Iga. Yeah.
I was so impressed at that. I was like, wow.
But he's dying now.
He's dying right now.
No, I haven't run since this time last year. So hence I'm saying I'm going to stop trying. I'm going to do. It must be a consistent thing.
So it'll be
thing.
a frequent thing, yes. Now. Okay.
Last year I did it, and then stopped. And then laziness took over, and then I just became a bum.
Oh, okay.
So I'm trying. Okay. I wanna do.
Okay, let's set like some goals for you. So let's say every Monday when we are gonna record, you do a run. So you must be tired like this every day when we record.
Look, the running does not necessarily have to be on Mondays only.
No, I can do it.
It's like 3 times a week type of thing. So it can be Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. It can be Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Mm. It can be...
No, so it's just to help you so that you're accountable to someone. So you're accountable to us.
Okay, cool.
So every month... And the chillers.
So every week when we come here, I will whip out my app and then I will show you my distance that I covered for the week.
And why are you running, Valley? Because you look healthy, dog.
Yeah, looks can be deceiving.
Mm.
Somebody was healthy the one time and then they just dropped dead.
Oh my God. I extremely know.
No, but it's true.
who dropped it?
There's a lot of people.
Yeah, I know it happens, hey?
It's like, you know, so healthy.
Have you heard this statement? Like when people say, no, you eat healthy and then you still die of natural disease. Yeah. Like you just dropped. Yeah. Then they call it natural disease. You just dropped.
Hmm. I feel like the conversation went dark. We were, you know, we're going to achieve great goals and resolutions are great.
And fuck shit up.
Now we're dropping dead.
Now we're dropping dead, guys.
It was a question. So I was just like, getting to that space, why are you running? Because he asked me why am I running.
All right.
Yes.
It's
not like I want to do the comrades. No.
He doesn't want to.
Yes. Or the Soweto Marathon.
What, gee?
Maybe the 10 kilometers. Maybe.
10K is you.
Oh,
Only 10, Len. Okay, no, no, let's do the Soweto 21, please. Let's do 21. We'll do it together, end of the year, Soweto.
You want me to drop dead?
No, we'll do it. We can do it.
Yeah, I know we can.
We can do a 3-hour
in the in life, you must.
You run as well, ghost lady.
I've done Soweto before.
Is there anything you don't do? You rap.
You paint.
I paint. I ghost lady.
Oh,
booked.
Oh, shit. Oh, guys, I must tell you what happened at Chili's funeral. Oh, my gosh. The craziest thing happened.
What happened?
I'll tell you at the end of the show, though. Oh. I'll tell you at the end. Yeah.
He's doing a Chilean.
Wow.
He's the only one who got it.
He's doing a Chilean.
All right, we'll wait for the meat.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, what do you guys want to talk about, man? Let the podcast begin. What do you want to talk about, Ghost Lady?
I got shocked about stage 8. Is there... I want you to ask Lane, in fact.
I see what you did there. I see what you did.
What about stage 8?
Lane, please.
What do you
indulge
mean?
Us. Yeah?
No, stage Pela. 8 is a reality that might hit us very soon.
Wow. Why?
Because there is not enough power to go around.
Wow.
So they need to save power. So that's why we're going to get into stage 8.
Kanti, what stage are we on now?
We're still hovering 1, 2, 1, 2.
No, aren't we on 5 at some point and 6?
That was last year.
Last year was 2 weeks ago. And that happened.
But it was still last year.
But okay. How I'm seeing it with this whole ESCOM thing, ne? And this whole stage 8 and stages. It looks like every time... You see how they first stage 1, maybe electricity would go out for like an hour or 2 hours, comes back. So it's like it was a level that we achieved, like, oh wow, they could handle it. Good. We go to stage 3. Why didn't they just start us off with stage freaking 15? And then as we said that, it's like we should be on stage 8 now.
Yeah.
Like celebrating.
You won't
stage
function
8.
If ever a 15 comes.
Yeah, but it keeps on going up. That's my problem.
No, you know what the
so
problem is?
They started it like stage 1 as if this is going to be a problem, and then this is a problem that's going to happen and it's going to fix things. By them taking electricity for an hour or two, it's going to resolve things. But guess what? It's gotten worse. It'll be the whole day. It'll be 3 hours. It'll be 3 times a day. That's the irritating part. So it's like it gets worse and worse. Next year, we'll be talking about stage 15. You know? That's
so,
my thing.
So the problem with it is,
coming like rounds.
They're addicted to this shit.
Round 1, round 2.
Stop there.
Yeah. No, we were hoping that like a guy, they don't make it to round 4. But unfortunately.
They are killing it.
So ESCOM is vendor. It's a vendor guy.
So now we know
and
who's
the
switching
is bruised
on.
Now, hey?
You know what I mean? Now we've got red lips from supplying ESCOM.
I mean, the prisoners went after all, so it only makes sense. Yeah, you're saying like...
What was I saying? Oh, yes. I was actually having a conversation with an electrical engineer this past weekend. And he was explaining that, look, the demand is growing by the day. Because wherever you look, there's industrial happening, a new factory being built, there's new complexes being built, and they join the grid. So that, in a way, sort of like... puts pressure on the grid. And if, for instance, supplying Midrand, there's complexes popping up every time you blink.
Baldwin.
You know? Or kind of who are the other guys? Galencia. You know, they're building everywhere. Every time somebody
it's
sees
like YouTube
open land.
Isn't
it? Yeah, it's like YouTube. They're popping everywhere, you know? Yeah.
The channels popping everywhere.
So the same way, think of load shedding as traffic, right? The more people get employed, the more people go reside in an area, the bad traffic becomes when you leave a certain area.
Mm.
So that bottleneck that happens for people to get onto the highway, it's the same with the supply of electricity.
Mm.
You know when this thing started, I thought it was just like temporary.
That's 2008.
It. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It has just gone up from stage 1, stage 2. Now,
so is there any end in sight? When will it end?
When will it end?
So there are two, kind of what do you call these things? Plants, power plants. Midupi and Kusele.
And the other one.
And Majuba.
I think Majuba is not in the... So there are two that are currently being built. once those are built, then the supply of electricity might be handleable, for a lack of a better word. And those, the projections of getting those done is something like 5 to 6 years.
Oh, wow.
So we just need to live with load shedding for the next 5 to 6 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I, you know, I
can hear our international subscribers like, what is that? What is load shedding?
What's going
on?
Know.
Because they dealt with it. Because it's been around since 2008, man.
Shit. Because
remember when it first came out, we were like, okay.
There was load shedding during 2010 World Cup.
Well, we sort of like made ourselves look good so that the international people don't think like we've got lions running the streets and whatever. It wasn't there. You see? So now they're like, the situation has become unbearable. We don't have enough energy.
That's crazy.
So
can you believe on Christmas Day last year, Centurion got load shedded. Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Morning. Electricity out. I think it came back around midday on Christmas Day.
So it's time to invest in a generator once.
Basically. Or solar-powered panels and solar-power your whole house. But that's not a cheap exercise.
And you see now it's raining. There's some idiot at Eskom
who forgot to cover
the coal. So don't be surprised if there's just darkness now.
And transformers are getting burned by the daily. Like, yeah, there's always a fire happening at some substation somewhere.
Yeah.
So
I just think there's an Eskom employee that's like, I didn't get my increase, so these people are going to feel it.
But they're not performing.
Yeah, but still, you're going to feel it. So just because, like, an angry employee, well, let me not say, but think about it. If you're fighting with somebody, you're not thinking logically. And aren't they fighting? So it makes sense that suddenly there's random fires, and then they get what they want, and then we have power for a while. And then, like, I really believe that, because it makes, there's no ways that we have a country of 56 million people, sometime more, and then they can't figure it out, and they're supposed to be the geniuses, the engineered students.
And apparently, we have some of the best engineers working for
Eskom. Come on, body heart surgery. We were changing hearts. Yeah? Now, Arna Power. Munna. We gave you a new heart, and now we can't even supply you. Come on, Munna.
Forget
the reason why I was saying let's play 36, because my phone is off, so I don't know what to talk about. I write everything on my phone, so I forgot.
So why did you charge your phone?
I left my charger at home.
It's
one of those Huawei's that has that specific charger.
But I do have that in the house. You could have just asked me.
The one for this?
Yes.
Oh.
It's the same one that charges this.
Oh. It's too late.
Anyway, Bad Boys for Life is coming out this week.
Oh, Bad Boys. Oh, yes. I want to watch that.
But going back to your employment, MacGyver, you need to up your game. 2020.
Up my game in terms of what?
We gave you a job, chillers. Hello. I mean,
no. Last week he said he does not want to be acknowledged as unemployed. Yeah. He's an employed nigger now.
Is this my first warning?
Oh yeah, it's usually verbal.
Yeah, yes.
It's usually verbal.
You're welcome, chillers.
It's usually verbal.
Yes.
So yeah, are you gonna check it out?
Yeah, I think I want to check it out. Bad Boys is always a vibe. I like Bad Boys.
Okay.
There isn't a Bad Boys I don't like.
You've seen both.
Yeah, my favorite one was the first one.
I love when you say that. There's like so many. It's just two.
It's both. It's anything more than one is plenty.
You know what I'm scared of? I saw
even with rounds.
Exactly.
Wow.
How do you follow that?
20 plenty.
Segue.
Okay. I lost my train of thought. Too much sex.
Oh.
What are you going to say?
Oh, Bad Boys. I saw a stand-up with Martin Lawrence, and it was like 10 minutes. It wasn't that funny. I was so worried.
This is a recent one.
Yeah. And he's older. So I was very worried. I was like, I mean, his jokes were just a hint outdated. You know, they were like funny, but they were not like funny, you know?
Where was this? On Netflix?
No, it was on YouTube.
Probably YouTube.
Oh, yeah, YouTube.
Maybe it's just
Yeah, it was definitely YouTube, but it wasn't as I don't even remember them. Usually I remember the jokes. I don't remember one.
Yeah.
But
apart from kind of what's his name? The crude guy. I always forget his name. Dave Chappelle. There isn't really any stand up that's out there, international, local, that you like, yo, I wanna check this out. Are the jokes drying up? What's going on?
I think it's because everyone's so sensitive right now.
Yeah, people are very sensitive.
But also, Jacob Zuma is not president anymore.
As well, if Dave Chappelle needs
no, no, but I'm going to be
that was South African. All the South, South African comedians, in the South African context. They depended, yeah.
Because he gave.
Yeah, who's killing it right now in SA?
Yeah, exactly.
In SA, yeah. That's a good question.
Well, I got a simple pops because I interviewed him.
And Louisa
Madinga. Is that a joke?
Shit, who is killing it right now?
I don't know.
Those Goliath brothers?
No offense. Are they really funny?
I wouldn't pay money to watch them.
Yeah, not in a bad... Yeah, like... I'd catch them when I catch them. I'm not about to travel all the way wherever they are based and say, yo, I'm going, I can't wait to watch the Goliath brothers.
Why are you putting on a voice?
She's being funny.
I'm not going to watch the Goliath brothers. I'm like, okay.
It's a good thing they don't watch this.
Maybe they do.
Nah, I doubt it.
I think one of them does, actually. I saw them tweeting Madinga's interview sometime last year.
Yeah, that was the interview.
Yeah, he was watching the interview.
Yeah. Okay.
And then Gola?
Loiso Gola. No, but he's like international now.
I used to like Loiso Gola when he used to have the, I think, LNN News, like at a show on, I think, way back. Like,
Penny, yeah. who are you vibing with? Who are you fucking with?
Wait.
Not literally.
You need to explain this to you. Yeah, he means comedy-wise. You just saw me in flashing.
Lots of sausages. No, I'm lying. Okay. You was a comedian. No, actually. Right now, nobody. I saw Blitz Petroli. That was like so funny.
What?
It was on Netflix. Yeah.
Isn't that from 20 years ago?
It was so funny. Like, it's very hard to... Who's the new guy? They're not like marketed as well. Mm. You know, because I think because they have stages now, they're not doing mainstream. They've got their own thing.
Oh, I thought when you said they've got stages, you literally meant like they are on stage and they've got a stage.
They do go on stage, Len.
Okay. I was just checking. Yeah, but there isn't really...
I'm sure, Len, you still like Leon Schuster, eh?
You know, there's some things that you watch and you ask yourself, why did I enjoy this?
But you enjoy it again?
Not really. It's kind of like in during the holidays in December, because you know DSTV will play you everything and everything that's ancient and from dinosaur times.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching A Nightmare on Elm Street not so long ago. Freddy Krueger.
Like,
and I'm like, I used to get scared by this thing. I watched, what else? Like all these old movies and the CGIs on them and just like all the effects and everything.
They're so poor.
I really like seriously sat down and I would be scared of this.
Ah, but Silo used to scare, like, no matter how old you are. Silo.
Lisilo.
Yeah, Lisilo.
Silo. I'm like, Silo. Oh, gosh.
My files are misplaced in my camera's head. Which file is this? Right, let's just go with it.
Can't read file.
It's 505, not found. Silo, I'm like, huh? Who that nigga?
With confidence.
And why repeat that? Silo, silo.
And he's doing this. Two different dramas.
Silo.
There was the boy who had the bone to like summon things, and there was Lucilo who was called with by the guy.
Yes! No matter how old you are, that thing still scares me, bro.
Then, watch it now, and you're literally gonna laugh.
Nah, that shit is scary, man.
No, watch it then.
Eh? Where is it?
Probably on
Enco. What is it?
Enco.
What is it?
Is it Enco or is it Unco?
Unco.
Unco, yeah.
Not Enco.
I was watching Unco the other day, actually. Jim Alley. Yeah. And guess who popped up? So me easy. I'm like, shit, this nigga's been around.
He's been pushing. They've been pushing.
Jem Ely.
Wow.
Yo. Yeah.
With V-Mesh. And then, who's that guy who was there as the guy presenter? Nimrod,
yeah.
And
those guys were like superstars.
Yes.
Yeah, those days.
And studio mix with like a fresh who's my size.
Yeah, and Melanie Pala. Yes, with Melanie Pala.
Before.
Cuss Loud. Was that recent?
Who did Cuss Aloud?
Unati.
And Bebo.
And Stone.
Yeah. Which one did Rude Boy do? Rude Boy Paul.
Didn't he do the Friday one? Something Friday?
Something, yeah.
But well, all of them were on Friday, actually, yeah. Come to think of it.
Mm, Penny's like, what the fuck are these guys talking about?
No, it can't be Studio Mix. Studio Mix was Fresh, ne?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Melanie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, another thing that scared me was Shaka Zulu. Hey, Shaka Zulu used to
That used to scare me as well. Shaka Zulu.
Yo. Were you one of those people who thought Hendrik Cele was Shaka Zulu for real?
I believed. Yes! Yes! I believed. Yes.
Yeah. Don't tell me about the guy from 1850, whatever.
No, that's Shaka Zulu.
There, right there.
No, I really believed it
But looking at him, he embodies what Shaka Zulu would probably look
like. Yeah,
yes.
He had the strength.
I feel like the actors then had really like gone in, you know, to like embody the character.
Mm.
Now it's like, I'm dressed like this. You should know I'm a hooker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, yeah. It's not like invested. Like,
no, oh. The actors now are invested in their Twitter followers. Just not on the characters.
Yes. That is true.
Imagine a Shaka Zulu series.
Mm. On Netflix.
That. Oh, I'd watch
that. Yes.
How long would you push it for?
Why don't you say it on, like, that could have been your million, Mara Magaiva. That was a great idea.
Okay, we'll just edit out. Monday rewind.
You need to be thinking like an employed nigga. You see.
But when it comes to things like Boshaka Zulu and all those historical South African stories, whatever, do you need to gather permission from somebody for you to actually be able to shoot that? Because if I had to shoot a story about your life, you would have to give me permission to do that. So with Shaka Zulu, is there any rights that you have to sign from...
You can ask Henry Kutele.
No, not him. He didn't...
He was the actor,
he was just an actor.
He's not the Shaka Zulu.
He's not... Well, yeah, in his eyes,
if he says, yebo ngiyavuma, you're going to say no.
Bom, 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 bom.
Bom, 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 bom. Bom, bom, bom. Bom, bom, bom.
So, I don't know. And speaking of series, did you end up watching Messiah?
No, no, no.
No, I'm still watching you.
Me?
No.
Len's 20 plenty jokes.
He wrote it down.
Brought to you by Podcast and Chill.
I was genuinely asking.
Welcome to our YouTube channel.
When you said, I'm watching you, I'm like, Mickey's.
Oh, no, I enjoyed it. I loved it.
The Messiah?
Yeah, I loved it.
Actually,
two bits.
I killed it in one day, yeah?
Oh, my God, that's excessive.
How many?
10 episodes.
It's two seasons.
No, it's one.
No, I...
It's one.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Well, what's it about?
It's about a Messiah.
It's about Jesus. Isn't it Jesus? But I don't look at Jesus. I get
it. Well, he kind of looks like him. He does.
He's white, ne?
No, actually, he's of Middle Eastern descendancy.
So how do you know Jesus?
We've seen pictures.
Ah, that cross in your mother's...
Yeah, on the wall. There,
on the wall at home.
They're sitting there. But like the
or
long
maybe he's
hair.
Taking mushrooms.
You know?
We just don't know.
We had an encounter.
The long dark hair, like, you know, like long facey type of thing. Like, you know, one straight demeanor type. It's he embodies.
No, but Len, but look, as Scoop said, why do we have to say like
I'm working with the image? I'm working with the evidence that I have.
No.
Hey.
Create your own evidence in your mind.
Okay, where am I gonna start?
You can start with yourself.
Okay, that's God.
Say, yeah, and they say he created a
man in his image.
In his image.
Not Jesus.
Yeah. So
we're talking about Jesus now.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So Jesus, for the fact that he's the son, Angiti.
We'll cross that path when we get to it.
You know what I loved about it is that they confront religion.
Yes.
Okay. Head on.
Like head on.
They don't shy away.
No way.
It's all like so blatantly there in your face.
Yes.
It's like, this is what you do when you see Jesus. You start changing things. It's almost like, what would you do if Jesus was coming now?
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like, and then he actually did some stuff to prove that he was actually like.
Did he really?
He walked on water.
But magicians do that. When
can you walk on water?
Of course, give me a surfboard.
2020 plenty jokes.
Surfboard.
But
riding on this.
But, But the thing with it is, it challenges a lot of things. Also, like, you know, we've got so many false prophets making people eat snakes and whatever and whatever and whatever. Because there's one side of people who see the Messiah as a charlatan.
Okay.
And there's another bunch of people who genuinely believe that he's a Messiah.
Mm. Mm.
And everything happens, and there are things that happen, and he gets arrested, and this happens, and. So the conclusion is sort of like left to you, the viewer.
If when I watch it, will I become anti-religious or more religious?
It's up to you. That's what I'm saying. It
will I question my religion?
Yes.
Will you?
100%.
Yes. It's kind of like, it's kind of like watching Zeitgeist.
Okay. And this is a series on Netflix.
Yes. It's kind of like watching Zeitgeist, but in a series form that tackles everyday things like the Gaza Strip, West Bank, people committing things in the name of religion, and some people seeing miracles and then following on whoever it is that's performing those miracles.
So you guys are woke. You too. You guys are woke, right?
How
now.
Do you mean?
I get it. When people start watching these things, they feel like they're woke. Like,
No. I just want to know what happens in... I just
like
want to
just discovered, you know? Yeah, they are the... Yeah,
no,
you know?
No. I just want to... I'm just waiting for season two.
Are you serious?
I understand that I'm watching a series. The same way that if MacGyver tomorrow came to me and said, hey, let's go to church. Yeah, we're going to eat the snake and be rich. I'm not going to blindly follow him.
Okay, so you are woke in that manner.
No, but I've always been, before I even watched.
Or naturally woke?
Well, currently, yes.
Okay.
Drop that fucking thing of yours.
You needed that.
It is what it is. So it's a very dope series. I genuinely recommend that you guys check
it out.
What
is being woke, actually?
Thinking that you know more than the ordinary person.
No, Len. No.
So, look, there's information that we consume, right? And we voice it. And so I'm like, yo, I didn't know this. Oh my gosh. I've had an awakening. So, when I'm saying, Hori, thinking that you know more than the next person, you are woke because being woke or awakening, there's something that you didn't know. You come across it or you were schooled on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you wake up to a different reality or different truth from what you know.
Is it just like a maturity? You've come to a certain level of maturity and an understanding that maybe other people have not caught on.
Yeah.
So instead of that comparison of that being awoke more than others, instead it's having a certain revelation that others have not had.
Basically, I think that's what it is.
Okay. I just think that, you know, there's systematic programming that Kanye we know
looks like
happens.
A journalist.
Holding the mic.
Thoughts, please. Sorry, I couldn't.
Royally interviewed.
Sorry, it's.
So there's systematic programming. So when we sell you stuff, we're going to do certain things to manipulate you. So it's like you're being woken up from the manipulations. Because you don't know some of the things. Like, why do you want to get married? You don't know. It just was like that. You were born into it. But is it really necessary? And we have these conflicts because you're just following a system. You haven't really interrogated it. And
why
some
do you
people.
Go to church?
Yeah. Why do you go to church?
Okay.
Okay. Then are you then calling being woke the idea
so
of
being questioning
things?
So being stubborn is woke.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Like, basically, when you question things, that's being woke. I don't think so. Just when you question something. Okay.
No. And then if your man is cheating, you're not going to question.
No, of course.
You are woke.
But I don't, it doesn't should be categorized as woke.
I think woke is just understanding a different reality from what you're used to.
Yes, the simplicity of it all.
Except we don't know what woke is, guys.
So we're not woke to be woke.
We're not woke.
Drop that fucking thing of yours.
Hare robale.
Oh, Mungwar, if your husband is cheating on you.
Exactly. Like, you must question it and be woke. There's a lot of boys who are sleeping. They are sleeping on their cheating wives. Eh?
So if you've never been cheated on, you're not woke. Oh, so you okay? Nah. Wow.
Hey. So if you never questioned whether you, when you when you're told go to, go to church, you are not woke. When a follower. Yeah.
Actually, people who are woke, do they know why they say they woke?
Oh gosh.
They got the feeling.
The spirit.
They were cheated on.
They're like, ah, gar gar basha, and then
fire.
Fire.
Drop that fucking thing of yours.
Let me actually Google it. What being woke is?
Yeah, please.
I thought you were going to Google Siri fire.
Ask Siri there.
Siri's on leave, just like me.
I'm
going back to work tomorrow.
Yeah, I was on leave last week. It was nice, man.
Huh. No, you came back to work last week.
Oh yes.
What does it say?
Alert to injustice in society, especially racism.
Wow.
Only.
That's being woke.
That's being woke.
Apparently.
It's got nothing to do with husbands. So woke. And cheating husbands.
There's
it's got
no
nothing
cheating.
To do with church and going to church.
So
Penny,
woke,
wrong.
As a political,
you are not woke.
So this is what it says, right? Woke, as a political term of African American origin, refers to a perceived awareness. Sorry, somebody just tried to call me. No, I'm not going to answer. A perceived awareness of issues concerning social justice and racial justice. It is derived from the African American vernacular English expression "stay woke," whose grammatical aspect refers to a continuing awareness of these issues.
These issues being
racism.
Racism. That's it.
No, bad issues.
Social issues.
Okay.
Ah. Hey, what did she say?
Hold on. Okay, hold on. Repeat.
If socially you are representing me as my husband, and then I'm feral, I will wake
be woke
us up.
Oh. Who's us?
Me and you.
But won't I be woke because I would be?
What are you rising?
Awoken to
no, your
other
your
possibilities.
Tools are woke, but your brain has been depleted.
My dick is woke.
Yes,
but don't they the work in conjunction?
It's a way of the social injustice. It's not aware. You see, your head is away. So
remember, the tools are, they stay in secret places. So they don't need to be woke.
Amen. That's why we need to be woke as females, to make sure that we know when there's a situation that we need to be woke to.
Amen. And then you go for a divorce.
So Penny, racism and cheating.
Same thing. So Penny, is that why you fear marriage?
I don't fear it. I see it and I acknowledge.
You woke to it?
I'm woke.
Okay.
When are you getting married, Penny?
When?
3 times. How many more?
You've been married 3 times?
Okay. What if this year,
engaged.
You see how we gave Lynn a challenge, ne?
What that challenge? Okay. Of running?
Of running, you know? So let's find
Penny. She's running away from marriage.
So let's find Penny a husband.
Sure, for
finding Penny a husband, you know, that's the challenge for the
We've
year.
Got Monday.
Huh? Monday, a whole husband. I believe in you, Penny. Wow.
What type of guy? What kind of type of husband? Let me never say guy. What type of husband are you looking for?
Well, it definitely has to be financial situation. Must be
financially woke.
Beyond, I must be beyond Lotto, you know.
These are shares at the JSE type vibes.
Oh, I want.
Then we'll see you.
Long stock. What for birthday?
Then we'll see you on I Blew It.
Show me porn.
Why do they always have to be in a shack after when they're reciting the story? I'm like, it's just, it looks like all these things that you're mentioning, my guy.
Yeah. It captures the.
Things.
It captures
now you
the
are just.
Thing. Yeah, it captures
you
the.
Know,
you know?
No, I wanna know.
Why is it that when guys have money, like why? Access. Huh?
Access.
So if we gave you R1 million now, you'd go and go buy.
No, R1 million is nothing.
Remember, Len is woke. We can't, no. Len is woke. Len is woke.
Oh, asking the wrong person.
Yeah.
MacGyver.
What would you do?
What Len would do.
Hey, you learn well, hey?
What would Len do? We must start those bracelets. Shit. Can we play? We've got 10 minutes left.
They'll be on
WWLD.
Please order online.
Yeah.
WWLD. No, but it's so strange, eh? That, funny enough, a lot of people who win the lottery end up going broke in like a space of 5 years.
Mm. I always say, why can't I get tested? I don't know. Like,
no, I agree, you are woke.
Yeah, but no, but
yeah, no one who's ever woke wins the lottery.
Yes.
Like, how do they find them? I'm thinking, you know what, maybe I should stop actually playing Lotoka FNP app or what. You know the apps.
Yeah, you're too bougie.
No, so they're like, oh, this one is woke. I need to queue. I need to be there, like...
Kopambirstad.
Yeah, I need to...
Matembisa.
Exactly.
Polokwane, somewhere.
Yeah, some random.
In a kasi.
Yes,
and that's when you win the money and then come to your bougie Sentin house and be like, oh my gosh, I need a financial advisor.
Yeah.
Type of thing. I have something against that. Why is, oh my gosh...
I'm sorry, interviewer. Why is oh my gosh included in there? Like, oh my gosh.
It's a thing.
So how about whoever reached, they change the... Yeah.
Oh
they
my gosh. Like that. No, when you've got money, you even change your accent.
Oh, wow. Mm. I didn't know that.
So, Penny, do you have money?
Oh, wow.
Oh my gosh. Come on.
Anyway, what I found out about the lottery is that, do you know that when you buy anything, like if you buy a house, then you're going to have to pay tax, $200,000 if it's $1 million. And then if you...
On the house?
Yeah. There's, I mean, you have to pay VAT and taxes.
Yeah, I know you do. But
and then if you give Len R1 million, you have to pay 25% tax. So he can only get literally 750. The rest goes back to
government.
Yeah, you do
get taxed on winnings.
You get taxed, yeah.
Okay, that's so sad though.
When you win 100 million, you're not going home with 100 million.
No, you do.
No.
You just get taxed after. There's only 1%, Len.
Mm-mm. They tax you on the winnings.
On the
don't get
they
the 100 mil.
Yeah, you don't get the full money. Yeah.
Yes, I'm telling you.
So they don't ENCA, and they explained it. If Len would like to look it up, Wawan.
But he's woke.
So we believe Len.
So,
here.
So, Sheb, so how I know
he's our Kenton Belay.
Drop this fucking thing of yours.
We'll name the studio after you, Len.
This rat is leaving this ship.
This ship is sinking, Penny.
What you gonna do?
Don't be like that. That guy gave us chances in life.
No, he did.
Yeah.
No,
don't be like that.
No, he did.
He's a good developer of talent.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Can we play 30 seconds so we stay out of trouble?
So how I know this, sorry, just a quick one. How I know this is because just on this. Normally I'm not
so
like
you're
that. NCA. Oh, so everything they say is gospel.
No.
Okay, I'm just saying as well. So how I know is...
I was asking.
And asks. Okay. How I know this is like there's like things that happen and like you go and you enter a competition. So when you win whatever prize money or whatever, first prize, whatever, you don't get the full amount. You get a portion. I think they take between 20 and 40%. I stand to be corrected. But you don't get the full on thing. And the rest of it goes to tax, inclusive of the lottery as well, because it's a winning that you get. Yes.
Mm. Yes.
So that's why you get text.
All right, let's play 30 seconds. Okay, here we go. What are the teams, guys? Eh?
Huh?
Team woke and team unawoke.
Yeah.
Who's team woke? Who's team woke?
Eh? We are woke. Girl, we are
woke. Okay, I'll be with girls. Oh, it's guys against girls.
It's fine. Let's.
That's so sexist.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
So I'll be with ghost lady.
All right.
It's Len.
So this is teamwork. What's our team called? What are we gonna call ourselves? Stage 8.
Stage 8. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Cool. So how are we gonna do this? So. Yeah.
Teamwork.
We are teamwork.
Yeah. Teamwork. Yeah.
Yes. We are stage 8.
Stage 8.
Siabanisa.
Fire.
Corona. How we are gonna tackle social injustices. So how
racism
I'm gonna do this
on.
Is how many cards? 5, right?
Let's do 3.
3 each?
Yeah, 3
okay,
each.
Okay, so you guys, the cards that I'm gonna give you, you must read on the blue side.
Look
okay.
At you reading all the blue ones.
Hey.
But I'm giving it to them.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then we're gonna get read from the yellow. So are you gonna clue us up or am I cluing us up? A blowjob.
Hey.
Oh wow. I don't know what to say to that.
So
oh my gosh.
Hard on my blowjob.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I'll clue you up.
Okay, cool.
So
give her the mic, ghost.
Who's cluing up in your side?
No, ghost lady will clue up.
So give her the cards.
Yeah. Ghost Lady.
But don't show her the yellow, because you guys are reading from yellow.
No, we're reading from blue.
Okay, cool. We're the ones reading from yellow.
Yeah, just press record.
Must be nice.
Is it full? Yes. Oish, full again. All right, cool. Pause it.
So, let me tell you a funny story. I was, when was it? On Friday, I actually wanted to go for like a proper run. Because I normally ask him, we ran properly.
So you do improper runs around the
Yes, but it's circumstantial.
And you did 3 kilometers. Not 300 meters.
No, that's from here to the gate.
That's,
just to clue you up. She's Ghost Lady is so shocked that Lynn runs in the complex.
Yes. No, the reason why that is, the route that we take, and MacGyver knows it.
I believed in you, Lynn.
Wait, listen. There's a story behind everything.
Okay.
And this actually rotates back to what Penny was saying. There's a couple that was running. Mm-hmm. Do you know where the office of the Chief Justice is?
Yeah.
So when they got there by the Protea Hotel, they got robbed of all their belongings, including the sneakers they were running in.
Mm.
So you want me, because I run with a phone and a watch and everything and everything and everything, run and then get robbed and come bare feet home. No.
So you run in the complex.
So you run in the complex.
And then if someone gets robbed in the complex.
Pff, come on.
Mm. And how many laps do you do?
So I run around the complex between eight and nine times.
That's not 3 kilometers.
It is.
You've done a good 800.
No.
800 meters.
One is about.
You competed with. Cast,
no,
you know, you're on that level.
One is a
can be proud.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's do
Caster
this.
Caster Semenya and Len are on the same, they do the same running distance.
Let's do this. Okay, agree. You gave me a challenge,
yeah.
So next week, before we record,
yeah,
I'm gonna ask you and me,
yeah,
to do a 5 kilometer inside the complex and we're gonna see who finishes it.
5 kilometers,
yes,
I'll be dizzy. This place is so small, you're running around. Hell no, I ain't gonna do that.
Don't shy away from the challenge.
No, unless it's either we run to Vodacom or somewhere far
and get
back.
Robbed. And get robbed.
Wear a parabellum or something.
Parabellum is a gun.
It's not a gun.
It is.
Can we play 30 seconds, Munda?
Parabellum is a gun.
Okay. Can you play 30 seconds? Okay, cool.
But we can just lay it out there. People can estimate 3 kilometers inside a complex. How no, many laps did you do?
I'm telling you, it's eight.
You did eight?
Yes.
You did eight?
Yes.
So you say, okay, if it's eight, let's say 3 kilometers, that's 3,000 meters. Let's divide that by eight.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's about 800.
800 what?
800.
What do you mean?
Meters.
Of?
Times by eight. No. About 600 meters. Let's say 600.
600 multiplied by 8, yes?
Yes.
That's 4. Actually, no, it's not. It's 5.
It's 5.
Mm. Not times by 8. I mean, not 300, not 600, but 5.
She's genuinely shocked.
I'm still shocked. I don't believe that, Lynn.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
It's okay, Lynn. Matelady complex residents. This is what you must do. With our advertising.
Like a body corporate kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right. Can we
You're
play
running
30
to be like a head of the body corporate.
I would never do that. But
or,
yeah.
Or something.
Okay. Nah, okay. It's fine.
All right, let's play. Hey. Your calculations, Len.
What do you mean?
Your calculations, Len. Your calculations, I don't think they
I'm
match.
I'm telling you.
Your watch, how many kilometers did it say you ran?
I was not running with my watch.
That's the problem. You calculated this in your head.
No, I was running with my phone.
And your phone said how many?
It said 305.
Is it inclusive? Maybe. What did you do during the day?
No.
Because you know how a phone, it'll count all the steps. Maybe you went to, you did all these. So now it's your full day. Like
okay.
Steps.
Okay,
and
let me. Okay,
and
let
now
me,
in your head you're thinking, "Oh, I did this now."
Let me explain it without sounding some type of way. Mm. So, when I open the app is synchronized with my shoes that have a Bluetooth thingy inside. Mm-hmm. So you sync the shoes with the phone app, uh-huh. And then because I only wore these when I started running, I didn't wake up wearing them.
Mm. Okay.
Do you feel me?
Yes, I feel
so
you.
So upon running. That's when the app, when I start the app, once I'm starting the run, mm-hmm. That's when it starts calculating.
Yeah.
Yes.
Upon running.
Yes. Oh. So I ran.
Let's see. Did you take a screenshot? Let's see.
Yes.
I'm not one of those people.
But okay. Doesn't it have it on history?
Yeah, it should be on history. In fact, we're using the iPhone.
I think so.
Okay.
Because I've got the app on both phones.
You've got that on both phones. There's this part on the iPhone that you can check. But
I feel like I'm part of a court case.
It feels like a court case.
Witness
like,
number one,
am I being
Penny.
I saw his shoes only.
And they had no chips.
Drop that fucking thing of yours.
I didn't see the thing inside.
There it is. Underneath. There it is.
Okay.
There it is. It's lodged there.
Nice. Very nice.
That's where the chip is lodged.
Mm.
So anyway, let me get that run. You can start the game so long.
It's fine. I've given up on the game.
At this moment, Len is winning. You are winning.
At this rate, we might go outside and record it running.
We need proof.
Okay, no, I'll bring the files. Don't worry.
Okay.
So, Judge Diver, if he finds this out, does what does he do?
Hi, Minandizi.
Ah. How?
I'm just helping my fellow comrade.
Okay.
Comrade.
Yeah.
Okay. So, that's what it's about.
Skawara, Len, I'm just supporting you from the sidelines. As a chiller who has upgraded, we appreciate
for the day.
You. Yo, but for the day.
I'm just saying.
There's an app called Health, ne? On
But there it is.
Yeah, no, it is.
This is running today.
Yes.
Yeah. At what time? Let's check the time. what time?
Between 12 and 18.
Ah, Len.
What do you mean?
No, I'm kidding.
No, you're right.
Six.
No, it's 12. It's 12 and 18.
No, like so 12 the 12 was not running, guys. Like, you see, there's a big spike there.
Yes.
Yes. So, this is 3.3 kilometers. So, that
inclusive point with all the.
No.
Len, do you know how to read graphs? There's a graph there. There's a graph. Who did this graph, a whole graph here?
Today.
You see,
so
total.
those little mini steps, you reckon they count up to 3 kilometers?
Yes.
No way.
Surprise.
No way.
Where did you go? What did you do today?
I was home.
What did you do?
He did something, Katra.
I was at home. I didn't go anywhere.
You did. Like, you did something around 12.
I was at home.
That required a lot of energy.
And a lot of steps.
So, were you upright? Were you standing?
At 12.
Actually, were you moving?
What was I doing? No, but obviously I was moving around the house.
You see that?
3 kilometers in the house. My house is not that big.
The complex is not that big either, but you made it.
Versus
there's
my
a
house.
Lot. There's a lot you can do in small spaces. That's what we've noticed today with your calculations. You can do a lot in small spaces.
Yeah, you just run around.
Same thing. Yeah. What were you doing around 12?
So I was running up and down.
I was in the house.
I was walking up and down the house
because it took a lot of energy. You see. The graph says here you were spiking. In fact, maybe this is your heart rate. At 12, your heart rate was very high.
So my heart rate was moving at 3 kilometers.
No, I'm just saying it contributed in this 3 kilometers.
Okay, that's odd, but okay, I get you. But yes, that's my you 3 Ks that I did. Okay. Yeah.
All right, no, it's fine.
Oh, shit.
And funny enough, at 12, nothing happened, come to think of it.
But you are busy. We can see this. Look, the graph.
Wait. Do you use your phone to jerk off? Because the movement.
You're onto something.
Do you know what I mean?
But that's not running.
On, a rigorous movement. Inhaling energy.
Yeah, and your heart rate was pumping.
And it was going back and forth.
Yes.
So what does kilometers
when
have to do
when you are alone at around 12 today? Doing nothing.
What do kilometers have to do with that?
You're back and forth.
Yeah.
Lady, she said my phone is off.
You should have been on flight mode.
Oh, it still calculates your steps, by the way. But anyway, that's
I wasn't part of it.
That's weird. But anyway.
Len, just look at the graph. The graph this indicates that there's activity that happens between 12 and 6. So yeah, like we see it spiked around 12. just like it spiked around 5 when you went for a jog. So,
but the spikes are different.
Yes, they are different. No, definitely.
Hugely different.
Hugely different.
It's like the rand versus the dollar.
Yes.
Type of thing.
Yes.
Yes.
But there's a lot we can do with the rand too. Let us play. Let's cut this. No.
With a rent.
I know we had a time. We'll play next time.
I want to play. I will play
next time.
No, I want to play.
Because now we're ready in an hour.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so we'll play
can't
next
cut
time.
Things? Okay.
No, which what? Him running. The part of him running.
Yeah, let's cancel that. There was no run.
I'm still saying I'm challenging you, Ghost Lady. Come, let's do the 3 kilometers next week and see if I agree it's nothing. Let's just do it. I want to see. That's all.
Pina, you're going to join us.
You know what? I think rather let me get the blueprint of the complex first and do this calculation. I need this.
You can drive around it now before you leave.
Okay.
And then feel it out.
Okay. Are we
doing it? No, she probably will end up driving the distance. 3 kilometers.
Len, this you're saying I did 21 kilometers. Soweto.
Okay, sharp.
Yeah. I've done, not even Soweto only. I've done a number of races.
Okay.
Which I want to go back into this year.
Okay,
hence
I'm saying, I'm not asking for much. Just three.
Just three.
It's Funukbon.
I'm feeling good.
I just want to see something.
I'm so dizzy. I feel anyway. Like that's like 80 laps.
80 laps?
Hmm.
Laps are different.
Okay.
Hmm. The circumference of whatever you're running through will determine how big the lap is.
Hmm.
I'm feeling
sorry. I think Penny just got moist from there.
I'm always moist, thank you.
Yeah, she doesn't need a lap.
Dance.
Whoa.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, guys, can we say our goodbyes? Because we're out of time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's open.
Okay. What do you want me to say?
I thought we were going around.
Yeah.
In circles.
Yeah. Mm. And you, Ghost Lady?
No, thank you, as always. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Fired.
You know? Thank you, Penny, for being here.
Okay.
And just another and the public announcement, we're starting a mid-run marathon. Every Monday, you can see Len.
Come join me. Just before we do the pod.
We have those water points.
Yeah.
In after each hump.
In the complex.
I actually wanted to do that.
You can assign security guards.
So you know what I wanted to do, right? I actually wanted to open the boot of my car and have like water in, like, you know those little water plasticky things that you get when you do marathons? And like, you know those cups that you get, the Coke cups?
Yes.
I actually wanted to open my boot, put them in there, and then every time I pass my car, just like have water and have Coke and whatnot and whatnot and whatnot.
So did you not also ask the kids who are playing to like also just cheer you on as your brand pass?
Nah, they play in the heart of the complex, so they don't see me in the outers of the complex. And they're little rebels. I don't like them.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, we are here, podcast and chill. Hey, by the way, don't forget, visit the website. This is MacG.com if you want to get yourself a t-shirt. And yeah.
We don't have any other announcements.
No. Don't my phone. I forgot. I'll announce them next week. Oh, yeah. We're planning a Valentine's party, man.
Speed dating.
Speed date. Is it what?
Spit.
What's it called?
Speed.
Speed. Yeah, speed dating. Yes.
So how are you
going
to execute this? What's going to happen? Give us a little bit of a...
Female chillers, male chillers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Come, register. And then...
But we need to decide, because I was in Pretoria today to check out some venues in Pretoria.
Okay.
Found a nice venue. Ooh. 012 Central. Very nice. I think it'll work well there. Because we're looking at about 100 people, ne?
50-50.
Yeah, probably more than that. Yeah.
Okay.
But I think chillers must decide if we should do it in Pretoria or Joburg.
No,
or
even Joburg is overdone.
It has to be in Pretoria, ne?
Pretoria.
Penny, what do you think, Penny?
I definitely support Pretoria.
We've done a lot of Joburg.
Yeah, and the quality is a little different.
Yeah. Okay, we wouldn't know.
That's okay.
We wouldn't know. We're all taken here. We're all woke.
So, Penny, you're not woke? See, I told you. That's why this year we need to get Penny a husband.
Are you going
to
be at the speed dating, ne?
No, guys. Why didn't you go hook up?
Why not?
We are getting Penny a husband.
Yeah.
Speed dating, it's a husband. So, you must be husband material.
So, we'll have a table just for Penny.
Yes.
Husbands only.
Husband materials.
Oh, like, husbands must go there.
No, husbands.
Oh, okay.
20 plenty jokes.
No, but like, he said husbands only. So I gotta
you forgot
ask.
The materials, you know? Husband material.
Okay, so we're doing Pretoria.
Yes.
Okay, let me call 012 tomorrow, confirm the venue.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, but we'll definitely find a venue in Pretoria.
Yes, yes.
Because there's another one, Mushroom Lounge or something that I saw as well. Okay, cool. What else do we need? Oh, yeah, we need 50 female chillers.
Mm-hmm.
Single.
Single.
And aye, whether you are or not, you can be woke or unwoke. That's up to you.
Isn't 50 a lot?
You're saying 49? So you want two...
me to be there.
Oh,
I happen to be...
Well, what did you say?
She's 49 because she's the 50th.
Oh, yeah, 49. Silly yes, people. I like you. What one?
Yeah, I'm ready. We'll see.
But we're looking for a husband material for Penny.
Okay. Yes. So we want 49 female chillers.
Yes, yes. And 50 males.
And 50 males.
Yeah.
Okay.
Serious. No, no, no. We are aiming high. 20 plenty. We want the cake.
Go for the jugular.
Yeah. We want.
And where do people register?
Where do people register?
At the gate. I mean, at the door.
No, I'll do that whole event thing. That remember that website that we use?
Oh.
Where people can register.
Oh, okay.
And then we're gonna make them name tags.
Yeah, we'll make them name tags.
Of course,
Yeah.
Okay. There'll be a lot of admin.
Yeah, we've got Ghost Lady's brother. He loves that. Remember him at the.
Oh, plus he was buying stationery as well. So yeah. She knows how to cut shit up.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, so your brother's on board. He'll do the name tags.
No. Yeah. We're not in talking terms. We're not in. Mm-mm. On.
Yeah. We're not on talking terms.
Yeah, we're not on.
Cool. Mm. Speed dating, Valentine's, Saturday or Sunday.
He threw a whole party.
At your house?
When I was in Durban.
My nigga. Why weren't we invited?
Imagine if they did. Kind of what's that movie where cars are being thrown in the swimming pool?
I know that movie, man.
Kanaki man. You actually made me watch it.
Project X.
Project X.
Yes.
He did.
Imagine you found your car in the swimming pool.
Imagine.
How old is he?
Isn't he like 22?
Ah, that's the correct age.
Come on. He's allowed. Did you find any condoms? Nothing.
Well, the floors were sticky. That was the irritating part.
That's a lot of cum.
On that sticky note.
Funny enough, wait, before we get out of here, look, remember with the tweet that we were.
Guess what? One of the things is on 30 seconds. Hello, kid.
Hello, kid. You would have just said, I am.
Shit, we should have played this,
bro.
Okay, next time. Next time you come back, baby, we're going to play it, me.
That's right.
And then I'll organize your mic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Great.
That's one of my goals this year, to organize Penny and mic.
Resolution or goal?
Resolution.
Aye, wait, see,
a Bluetooth one so you can chat at home. I get to wear Bluetooth this year.
we will link it with Lane sneakers.
They're running shoes. They are not sneakers, they are running shoes.
Anyway.
In the complex.
Yes.
All right. Anything else? Would you want to guess what it is?
No, speed dating, we're good.
Speed dating, yes. Yeah, check out the website if you want some t-shirts.
Oh, and those who are looking for jobs, please send us WhatsApps, don't call. The 0814740632. Send a WhatsApp.
What's so this for now? What
it's
job?
A WhatsApp
the
line.
Sound the sound engineer.
Oh, the sound engineer, yeah. We found
please send a WhatsApp. Mm. Don't give us a call. Because it becomes a bit awkward.
Oh.
People called you.
Mm. Oh. Weird hours of the night.
They're looking for a job.
Got 2 in the morning.
They wanted a
job. Yo, can I speak to Mac G?
Any job.
But yeah.
Let's call up.
Alright.
It's
a hustle, man.
Yeah. Anyway.
And good luck to everybody.
Oh yeah, school is starting, so good luck to everybody who's going back to school, people have gone back to work starting varsity. Shit, we should have actually done a survival kit for those who are doing first year and coming from all corners of the country.
Yeah, you know? Especially from all the way from the rural areas.
How, when you guys spoke about running for 30 minutes?
Well, they need to start running.
Inside campus.
In Gauteng, you better run.
Inside campus.
The same way Len is running in the complex, avoiding outside, you should do the same.
Next time I see someone running the complex, oh, there goes Len.
Len's influence. You've influenced somebody.
It's safer, guys. It's safer. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's safer.
But
yeah.
I don't stay in a complex. So how?
Hey, hey now.
Hey now. Because I run the streets.
Run around the house. That's a start.
I run the streets.
Okay. All right, we out here, man. Podcast and chill. Boom.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
Hey, we haven't even pulled away from the drive-thru and you're already digging in the McDonald's bag.
Aw, babe, just a few.
All right, I guess I can't blame you. Pass me some, too.
The smells too good to get it all the way home meal. There's a meal for every moment at McDonald's.
And now your favorite spicy chicken McNuggets are back. Get a six-piece spicy or classic for just $2 only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.